Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. I'm so happy to have you once more again this morning, and I want you to understand it is very possible to have a blessed day. I'm so happy to have you, and I want you to understand you are a great person filled with potentials. God has blessed you. Do you understand? Just believe you are a great person. You are a woman or a man filled with potentials. Jesus said he has overcome the world. Therefore, if he has overcome the world, we need to know that peace is our own portion. So this morning, I just want to speak to you concerning an issue in which if you take it to yourself, you will discover that your life will make meaning. Your life will be transformed. And I want to just tell you, a lot of people make mistakes on this aspect because they are still in the valley of decision. In the valley of decision. If I may ask you this morning, what was on your mind when you wake up this morning? Some people may be thinking, oh, I pray that I should have money today. I should have gift today. A lot of people, they've been, you know, within them they have a lot of wants, or you may call it needs. But I want to ask you this, what was in your mind this morning? What were you thinking of? What were you expecting? Or what do you expect today? Even last night before you sleep, what was the expectation of the next day? So this morning, I want to speak on a topic called, what are your values? What are your values? The good definition I see in values is this. Your values are the things that you believe are important in the way you live and work. That is your values. Your values are the things that you believe are important. Are important. What is that thing that is important to you? That is your value. They are that thing you believe are important in the way you live and work. And even these values determines your priorities. And deep down, they are probably the measure you use to tell if your life is turning out the way you want it to. Why people don't have a good day is this. Some people don't have values. They don't have values. They just wake up. They don't walk their life like that. Oh, let me. Some people say, okay, the day will bring up itself. Okay, all is well. We just do it anyhow. No, no, no. You need to have values in life. What do you really want? What is that? What do you really want to achieve? Your values will do what? They should determine your priorities. There are things you don't want. You push it away. People, they don't want everything. No, there are things you want and there are things you do not want. When I was a child in elementary school, I was taught what one thing I really remember in my elementary school was what called scale of preference. Scale of preference. There are things we need to forego. There are things we need to forego. There are things we don't need. We put them below our preference. And for you to achieve your parity, there's what we call alternative foregone. And economists will teach you this. If you speak to economists, they will tell you this aspect. This is what I learned in elementary school. Elementary. And I still pick it up to today. There's what we call scale of preference. When you are a person of value, when you know your values, you begin to look at those things you don't need and the things you need. The one you need will be at the top. You write them down. Do you understand? You write down what you need, what you want to be. All those things is there. Your personal values is very important. And I want you to understand the process of looking carefully at your life values and establishing clear priorities will force you to make some conscious trade-off. Some conscious trade off, things you need to trade off. Conscious trade off, but you know, You need, with this clear vision or clear values, you are able to trade off some certain things. There are things you do not need in the path of success. There are things that will never make you happy. Every time you see that stuff, it makes you mad, it makes you grumble, it makes you sad. Take it off. Forget about those things. Push it aside and go for those things that you know that is important in your life. Particularly when you compare what your top value priorities are with the values you are actually spending most of your time pursuing today. There are things you do not want. Focus, pay all your attention on those, your priorities, the ones that are on top, those ones that are very important to you. And I'm telling you, have a blessed day. Do you understand? Those values that are not important, they become a distraction in your life. I'm telling you, it's important. It's very good for you to understand this issue. A lot of people today become so sad, become so frustrated because they put all their energy on things they don't need, things that doesn't relate to what they want to be. You want to be a lawyer, you are spending time with a mechanic. You are spending time in a mechanic shop. You can never be a lawyer. But you pay all the attention on that aspect. That aspect that will never make you happy. That aspect will never bring joy in your life. That aspect that makes you sad always. Why putting all the energy in that aspect? I just believe someone this morning in my radio show will understand what I'm talking about. What are your values? What are those things that are important to you that you really want to be? You really want to get? That is what we have to do. You put energy on those things. I'm telling you, at this, the level I'm talking now is the physical level, because we're soon going to the spiritual level. Because God wants you to make money. God wants you to be working. God wants you to look good. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to live a beautiful and a pretty and a good life. But he also gives us the wisdom to understand that it's good for us to have the levels of priority. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Which one do I need first? Sometimes you don't need to get married. Marriage may not be the first thing. You understand? To you. But to another person, marriage will be the top of the priority, the top of that scale of preference. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't mean because it's not at the top that one day you won't get married. Or it's not because it's not at the top one day you won't do that business. No, listen, you got to settle down and begin to lay down your values. Do you understand? People all over the world, do you understand today? When you do this thing and you wake up in the morning, you will know where you are going and where you are going, and you will know your destination. There's a destination when you put anything down, there's always a destination. Success has a destination. When you have this kind of preference, if you have all your priorities being laid down, you know where you will land. Because God will give you the wisdom to reach there. Success has a destination. Do you understand? The children of Israel have a destination that they are aiming at the promised land. The land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey. It wasn't just that they just run around like that. They know their destination. And they now walk towards their destination. God programmed them towards that destination. Everything they have in mind was reaching the land of Canaan. That land is flowing with milk and honey. You have your own land flowing with milk and honey. But you got to put them down in writing. Put them down in a way that it will always reflect in your mind every time, even as you're sleeping. It will be in your mind that you have a destination. If you are going to school to be a lawyer, you know why you want to be a lawyer? You put it down. You know how you want to be a lawyer? You now begin to put down your plan. How would I become a lawyer? How can I become a lawyer? How can I be, if you want to be a doctor, how can I be a doctor? You put this thing down. You can't tell me that you are working like a mechanic, as a mechanic, eh? Working like a mechanic, thinking like a mechanic, doing everything like a mechanic, and you want to be a doctor. No way. You don't want to go to school. It's a lie. But even though you're working as a mechanic, you say, I want to go to school. You read even print books that if you want to be a lawyer, for example, you still, even though you're a mechanic, that still read book as a lawyer and transcend. I said, oh, man, I don't think I should be in this. Let me start working in the doctor's office. Come on, friends. I'm just giving you the layout. I can't give you everything, but I'm just going to give you the layout on how to make this thing happen in your life. You need to understand this. It is real. You need to understand this. This personal criteria for success. What making career and life planning decisions, it is important to do some homework and define your own very personal criteria for success. What is your personal life value priorities? Determine your most important current values. Like suppose they say money, location, service to others, time with family, all these things. And your personal can be your personal life values in life. When you have these things in you, you discover your day will be so clear and bright. Everything you do will be of joy because you have a focus. There's power in focus. People are still in the valley of decision, no matter how their age is. It is time for you to understand, to be matured, and understand that life is not just like that. Life is a level, a stage. There are stages in life which you need to come up and begin to think that there's what we call personal life values. There's career life values. Career, in your career also, there's values. What do you think you can do to make you have what you want? That's what we're talking about. I think Christians all over the world, I think most people all over the world, I think people all over the world should be able to discover what I'm telling them today. Life values. What are your values? What are the true life values? What are those things that you need to do? Listen, you need to be focused now. You want to be a farmer? Be focused in farming. You want to be a teacher? Spend your time to be a teacher. Do everything that concerns that level, and you will make it in life. Write it down and listen attentively. I'm not telling you that your life value is to become a president, or is to become a governor, is to become anything. That you can't work as a waiter. It's true. I've read books about a laundryman. He was a laundryman that was paid $1.25 in an hour. Today he's a billionaire. How did he make it? Even when he was working as a laundryman, he was very serious in his work. He worked very hard, but in his mind, in his imagination, he knows he wants to be a great man. He wants to be a billionaire. He knows he wants to be great. You understand what I'm telling you? Someone like Tony Robbins, I'm still making you to understand something. He was working as a what? He was working as a janitor, but he still said it very open in his book. If you read his book very well, listen to him. But even when he was there, he was listening to tapes. He was going to seminars. His mind, he trained the power of his imagination to be able to see afar from where he was. But he has his own life values. If he didn't have life values, he wouldn't have even bought tapes and started listening. He wouldn't have even spent money to go to seminar while he was working as a janitor. He would have saved money for that. When you have life values, no matter where you are, you make good advantage of it. That's what I'm talking about. But let us go to the spiritual aspect. Because you may have all these things. You may even have your life values and even attend it. Still, you don't have peace. That's what we're talking about. That is where the spiritual aspect comes in. That's where the spiritual help needs to come in. The Bible says in Luke, Gospel, chapter 12, verse 15. What did he say? He said, take heed, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. So your life does not concern in everything you possess. So just having all the values and achieving it is not the end of it. You can have. There's no problem. But do not believe that all your life consists on those things you have. I'm talking about those people that has attended that level now. So which means the best thing, when you write your life values, let it be connected with God. If you want to achieve your life values today, let your life values be connected with God. And you have a blessed day. For example, if I want to have money, I should always talk to God and say, God, if you bless me, I will bless others. God, if you bless me with money, I will always give alms to others. I will always give to charity. I will always give. I do not I don't allow covetousness to take over me. Even some people, even when they're writing their values, already they've planned, oh, I want to build houses, oh, I want to buy the best car on earth, I want to do like this. They forget about God. That is what the Bible is talking about. So the life of a man does not consist on all that he possesses. You can have money, you don't have peace. You can have a good job, you don't have peace. You can have a good family, but you don't have peace. So when God comes into your family, when God comes into your values, you have peace of mind. You have rest. What does everybody want today? I'm telling you today, everybody on this earth, no matter who you are, as long as you're a human being, you want what? Peace of mind. Peace. Why do we get married? Because we need peace. Why do we want children? We want peace. Why do we need money? Because we want peace. We want to enjoy our life and have peace. That is everything. And the only way we can find peace is from God. Without God, no peace. Do you understand? Are you listening to the radio show today? So let God be your lifeline. Let God be your values. Finding God into anything you want to do should be the value of one's life. Because the easiest and the quickest way for us to attain our values, for us to get our values real, is for us to have God in our life. That's what the Bible is talking about. The quicker way to have peace, the quicker way to have our values, the quicker way to make money, the quicker way to have peace, the quicker way to live a peaceable life on this earth is to do what? Is to have God into anything we're doing. That is it. Jesus said this, that the life of man does not consist on all that he possesses. He went about talking about a rich man, and he said that this rich man prepared himself. He did everything. He said, oh, let me just read this place so that we close with this. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, this is Jesus saying it in Luke Gospel chapter 12. He said, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. This was this man's values. Can you see how he lists his values, which is good? So he will pull down this, he will do that. He said, this man said in his heart, that's the problem. People does all this. Oh, if I get money, I will be this, and they get disappointed. However, having money, they don't have peace, and they commit suicide. A lot of people, don't you see a lot of stars, a lot of celebrities today that are in rehab. You see them, they are drug addicts and all this. You surprise them. These people have all the money, they have all the fame, they have all the wives, they have all the concubines and everything. Still, they don't have peace. Do you want to live that kind of life? This is what the rich man was doing. He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room. We have to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods, lay up for many years. Take thy ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And who shall those things be which thou hast provided? A lot of people today, you see, their riches, they are dead today. Some other people enjoy that. Some people that even not connected with it, start fighting for their riches, fighting for their things. But they are dead. This rich man, the hope of all those things, he wrote it down. He said, this is what he had. The thing was already in his heart, but he didn't have God. He didn't have God. No peace of mind. The last time God just said, okay, don't worry. You finish all their values. You've done this and you don't have me. Tonight, you will go home. Tonight, you will die. So this is what Jesus confirmed. So is he that laid up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. My question before I close today, are you rich towards God? The number one priority, the number one thing you need to put in your list, I want to be rich towards God. Then you start listing all your values. Then God will bring it to pass. It's God that will make it to pass, you know? It is God that brings our plans to pass. We'll commit our plans to God. He brings it to pass. He makes us, he gives us the joy that will never end. The mistake some people don't understand, if you have God in your life, in your business, in your family, in your plans, you have that unlimited joy that never ends. Because God will give you and take care of the things he gives you. If God gives you a prudent wife, the Bible says a prudent wife is from the Lord. When God gives you a wife, he will take care of your wife and keep her for you. If God gives you a man, you have missed the ride. I'm telling you, if God gives you a man, I'm telling you, he will take care of that man and make sure he keeps that man for you. If God is in your family, he will take care of your children. Do you know that? If you are rich in God, he will take care of your business. That is what Jesus said. Jesus said that we need to be rich towards God, not just towards our possessions. If you have your possession, you know what is sweet? One of the things that is sweet is this: having God and also having your possessions. If you have God and you have your possession, I'm telling you the truth, God will take care of everything that concerns you. So what this man supposed to do, he would have been thinking that, oh, if I'm able to do these things, I'll be able to give to charity. I'll be able to give to churches. I'll be able to give to organizations. I'll be able to give to cancer institute to help people. I'll be able to give to children. I'll be able to bless the nation. I'll be able to bless those who don't have. That's supposed to be his priorities. As I build this barn, I'm going to build orphanage homes. I'm going to build hospitals. This is what God expected from this rich man. But he said he's going to store all these things for himself, maybe for his children. Then he's going to enjoy, say, his soul, my soul, enjoy all these good things. God said today your soul will go. That's what I want you to understand today. That you should put God first. Put God first. Or be rich towards the things of God by beginning to have Jesus consciousness in your life. Begin to have that Jesus consciousness the way he was able, after preaching to those 5,000 men, and even women were not counted, after preaching to them, he fed them. There are children all over the world today that need our help. You need to begin to think about them, put them in your priority, that if God blesses you in your workplace, you are going to bless those children. There are a lot of people in these cancer centers where they are treating these cancer patients, children, even the children cancer centers, that institute. You can always say, God, if you bless me, I'm going to send them even $20 or $1 or even $50, whatever you have, as God blesses me. Then you begin to see your life will be filled with meaning. You have a peaceful life in this generation. That's what God is talking about. There are people that are homeless today. They don't have where to live or where to eat. They don't have. Let that be your thoughts. Even though you don't give, let it be your thoughts. That if God blesses you, you'll be able to bless these people. Then you begin to find peace in your life. And you begin to see things will begin to flow successfully. You begin to see success accompanying you. There are people who don't have anything to eat today. They are going in this Thanksgiving. In this Thanksgiving, they don't have where to go and eat. You can always say, I'm going to cook and bless people. And bless those who don't have. You can always say that you're going to send a gift to someone that doesn't have. There are people in the street today, in this cold time, they don't even have garments to wear. They don't even know how, what to wear to put on to cover them from this cold. You can always say, I'm going to buy someone a sweater. This is the nature of God. When we do it, we allow God to begin to work for us. The Bible says, Enoch walked with God and he didn't die. Working with God is doing working with God is doing what God tells us to do. We show love to people. Let love be your number one priority in your values. Let valuing people be the number one thing in your values of life. Because as you do this, God is in your business. The Bible says, he that lendeth to the poor, lendeth to God. He that giveth to the poor, lendeth to God. This is what God expects in your parents. The rich man would have done this, and he would have lived. If he had done this, he would have lived. So a lot of us today are dead already. We are walking cops. That is why we work hard and we don't see it. For us to be the blessings of God, for us to see our days blessed, we need to practicalize the word of God. We need to love humans. We need to love our neighbors ourselves. We need to love those people who don't even have, even people that are, who don't have voice. How can we do this? It is not this. The best thing for this man would have been, this rich man would have been, I will give to Red Cross to be able to bless countries that does. There are countries, there are people suffering in different countries. If you give to Red Cross will send it out. Or Red Cross don't have to bless those people that don't have. This rich man, if he said, okay, I'm going to give to Red Cross, maybe what would have happened? God would say, okay, I will extend your years on earth. You can also do this. You have some clothes you don't want to wear. You never put at least the same clothes. Or you can buy someone clothes. Give it to a good agency or a good organization. You can give it to Red Cross. Red Cross is very open. You can go there and say, oh, I bought this thing. Can you give it? Or you can give it to Salvation Army. You can give it to a church. Come on, friends. I don't need to tell you everything. Let the Spirit of God get into your heart and you begin to know how you can have your day blessed. I'm telling you, when you do these few things, God will bless you with blessings. He says his blessings make you rich and he added no sorrow. Do you understand? Do you understand? This is the will of God towards us. Because Jesus is our hope of glory. May I stop you today and say, you are blessed. I see you listening to me. Today you are blessed. I see you smiling. I can see your face shining. I can see you speak to yourself. You say, this guy is really talking to me. And I say, you are blessed. Just do what God tells you to do this morning. I'm praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice all over the world, wherever they are, Lord, I say, let their day be blessed. And this Thanksgiving will be a blessing in their life. Thank you, Lord, for your divine love and your divine protection upon all of them. Thank you for the sick you've healed. Thank you for your love towards men. We'll continue to serve you. Jesus, thank you for giving us your wisdom through the Holy Ghost. And we are going to do thy will in the name of Jesus. Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to this program wherever you are. My dear sons, shows me that people from Poland, people from Brazil, people from Costa Rica, people from all these countries, Canada, all over Russia, that are listening to this program. At least they click in and listen to this show. And I say you are blessed. Today you are blessed. And I want to send. Tomorrow again, I will talk to you by 10 o'clock. By the grace of God, I'm going to talk to you by 10 o'clock again. I want you to click in. I want you to call me live if you want to. And I want you to say your life will never be the same. I am your partner. I am your friend. I will continue to pray for you. And I want you to understand God loves you. You are a child of God. I see the mark of Jesus Christ upon your forehead. This year is your year. I pray for you that whatever your hand, whatever you put your hands to do, you will be blessed. You shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus. That is what it is. You shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus. So I'll see you again tomorrow by 10 a.m. Eastern time, or we call it New York time. I love you, friend. Be strong. I will say bye for now. Thank you.